All they have done from 1948 is to dig under Masjid al-Aqsa. They're only digging. And you wonder, what are you digging for now? So they are digging. When we were small and we used to check up and investigate and ask, what are they digging for? So during that time the story was that they want to dig under the Masjid. So that a time will come where the Masjid will become weaker and it will collapse. So that then they can build the Temple of Solomon. But me and you all know, if you want a building to collapse, you don't dig. You take dynamite, you put it under, you put cover your ears, you go down, and suddenly the whole building is gone. A man digs when he's looking for something. And so slowly they have to dig, because they worried if I hit the wrong spot, the whole thing will collapse. Recently when Israel went into Masjid al-Aqsa, for that 5 days, and they closed the board, the doors, and people were asked, what did they do during that 5-6 days? So the Muslim says they went through the libraries, and the old scriptures we found stolen. What they went looking for? They went looking for more papers to tell them about the old buildings under Al-Aqsa, because they're still digging. What they are digging for now, we won't know. Like how we don't know what they dug that time. But what they got that time made them the strongest force in the history of mankind. What they're looking for now is just an assumption. They have made indication towards it, we are not sure. But it seems that they are looking for what is called the ring of Nabi Sulaiman a.s. And they are convinced, and we also most likely feel, that the ring of Sulaiman a.s. is under Masjid al-Aqsa. What will happen if they get that ring, we don't know. Just like how we never could understand how they became the strongest force in history with 13 years of digging. But for them it's like a puzzle. And whatever they got during that first digging was all the pieces of the puzzle. And the whole puzzle is made and you got one ring now to be entered. If this ring goes in, that entire puzzle comes to life. When it comes to life, suddenly Shayateen will become the strongest force and will rule the entire world. But it needs one last treasure. For the last 50 years, they are digging for something. And their digging is no secret. You can't hide it. The only thing is secret is they don't tell the world, what are you digging for? If they are digging for the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam, it's a unique part of Islamic history. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he spoke about the beast of the earth, that before Qiyamah a beast will come out. That beast will be like the referee now. To say round two has also come to an end. In round one, Islam won. And he asked one more match. So round two and the beast will say Islam won again. But when the beast will come out, he'll come out with the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam. When I looked at that narration, for me it was as though the beast is telling the world that I know y'all were looking for it, I had it. That's it. And it's a beast of the earth, it moves through the earth like sand. So it seems that the ring really is under Al-Aqsa. And as they dig towards it, and after 10 years they're on the brink of finding that spot, then the beast, which is a beast of the earth, it just moves it from spot A to spot B. And says, when you finish there, you can come this side and I'll move it that side again. This ring they will never find, so one puzzle will never be completed. But the rest of the puzzle would now come in the narrations. The narration spoke of the phone. The narration would speak about wild animals on the screen. The narration would speak about Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked, give us that unique signs of Qiyamah. So this is that one unique sign where he said, إِذَا كَانَ الْوَلَدُ غَيْظًا. This was the one I mentioned today on the Dasturkhan. He says, a time will come where the children of people will blow into fits of anger. Which we have nowadays, the mother will say, just leave him. If you're going to tell him anything, he'll blow. In the past, it wasn't understood. The child would say, hey, watch out, daddy will blow. Mommy will blow. Don't tell mommy. Today it's opposite. Mommy and daddy say, just leave him, he's going to blow. إِذَا كَانَ الْوَلَدُ غَيْظًا. When your child will be blowing, in anger. And then the next one, وَإِذَا تُوَاصِلُ الْأَطْبَاقِ. And when you will see dishes, and then you will say, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you will see dishes communicating with another dish. In the time of the Arabs, a dish was for food and nothing else. Food. How does one dish communicate with another dish? But what a word was used. It was going to explain a time will come where you will have something called a satellite dish. And that dish will communicate with another dish and the whole world will be joined. When you will see dishes communicating, tuwasilul atbaq. In Saudi Arabia you go today, that same word is used. Wasala yuwasilu muwasala. Muwasala means intercommunications. When you will see the dishes communicating with the world, وَتُقَاطَعُ الْأَرْحَامِ. And at the same time you will see families just going further and further and further. Which one scholar explained in a unique manner. He says, when the time will come where for a man to be able to meet his father in Makkah will be on the screen. Daddy, how are you? Oh son, it's lovely here in the haram. Look what's happening. With the dish he will communicate with his father in Makkah. But his brother who lives next door to him, you will ask him, when you visited your brother? He said, I never have time for long. Where physically man will not meet his brother, but through dishes the whole world will be joined. When the dishes will start communicating, and where family ties will start breaking. Where a man will have his entire network of friends, but he can't speak with his brother and sister on the lounge. When you will see that era, then await. What a word was used. And then he says, and Allah's Nabi said, at that time, you will find, الرَّجُلُ يَكْفِي بِالرَّجُلُ وَالنِّسَاءُ تَكْفِي بِالنِّسَاءُ. When man will say, I only want man. And woman will say, I only want woman. When homosexuality and lesbianism will be the order of the day. When it will become law, when the countries of the world will say, don't you dare speak about this man. He says, now you are waiting on the verge of the hour. We are on that verge now. And when this will end, so in my understanding, Masjid al-Aqsa, Quran has mentioned one time when it was taken away, where the Nabi of the time came and he saw Masjid al-Aqsa was flat on the ground. And at that time he said, O Allah, how will you ever give life to this land again? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. So Almighty Allah made that Nabi fall dead for 100 years and then he made him come alive. When he came alive, suddenly he saw Masjid al-Aqsa was as lively as it was 100 years before. Which meant that Masjid al-Aqsa will never stay in the hand of the enemy for 100 years. Within 100 years it will kick off that enemy. When the Crusades took over Masjid al-Aqsa, the very ayat of Quran of that Masjid al-Aqsa in the past was going to apply again. And Salahuddin al-Ayyubi within 97 years was going to take Masjid al-Aqsa back again. Two times we have seen Masjid al-Aqsa was not going to remain in the hand of the enemy for 100 years. Those two passed. We are on the third now. Israel took over in 1948. So now you start counting, you sitting in 2017. We are hitting now about 79 years, if I'm right. So if we're sitting at 69, so you have 10 more years to make business. If you are sitting at 70 years, and Masjid al-Aqsa does not allow itself in the hands of the enemy more than 100 years. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about that you will then see the army of Al-Mahdi starting from the lands of Khorasan, which is Afghanistan, and making its march all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa. Where he spoke about the revival or the survival of Masjid al-Aqsa, at the end of the time will be on a man called Al-Mahdi. And Masjid al-Aqsa says, in the next 30 years I'm going to make sure I'm coming out of the hands of these people.